Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The who works for me? Tell you what also works for me. Fritz and I starting this competition on Sunday. Get the loss out of the way early. And then have to win three or four. That's the plan. 7:20 on Monday is when we will inform everybody who has won between me and Fritz. We play our golf match on Sunday at 11:10 a.m. All right, so as we broadcast from Borgata, we've all been in public restrooms many times.
Can't wait to see where this is going.
Yep. All right. You're going to get a guess, James. So I just had a first-time ever experience in a bathroom.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Which is saying something because, you know, we've all had many bathroom experiences. And there's
You especially.
I especially. Yeah. I do go more than the average bear. Mm-hmm. So, all right, we got Jody Mack today in for John. We got Devin here. We got no Rhea, we got no John, but we got Jody, Devin, and Seltzer. You each get one guess at something that I just experienced in a bathroom for the first time. Yeah, I know, it gets a little uncomfortable.
That's it?
That's all you
You're
get.
Not giving us any more information than that?
It involved somebody else.
All right, I'm going to say someone tried to shake your hand in the bathroom.
Okay, no, not a bad guess. Not a bad guess.
Someone never recognized you and wanted to take a selfie with you in the bathroom.
No, but you're getting closer.
Jody,
no
you're
up. No selfie, no handshake.
This was a very unique thing. I will go as far as to say this will probably never happen to me again the rest of my life, and it is possible it has never happened to anyone else before in human history.
What?
It is possible.
You just went big time with this.
It is possible.
Did someone offer to zip you up?
So, I don't know, Jody, you're right. I mean,
a good guess considering the parameters you gave.
Yeah, other correct. Than a parent with a 3-year-old, right? That, you know, that does not happen to the human adult. The answer.
Hey, you need a zip up?
Yeah. The answer is.
Can I lend a hand?
So I was in the urination variety of going to the bathroom. And there was somebody in a stall listening to our show.
Ooh.
And I heard my voice because there was a delay. And I heard our show on delay on the Odyssey app and my voice from last segment while I was going to the bathroom. This guy's in the stall listening to us.
Wow, that's crazy.
That is really funny.
Right?
And you said...
I said nothing.
Nothing.
I said nothing.
First of all, that's definitely happened in human history.
I really hope he is in the bathroom still listening and is listening right. Hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
I hope it's going well in there.
Can you imagine that? I mean, it was really... a strange moment of my life.
What a plug for the Odyssey app. Right. You can truly listen to it anywhere.
Everywhere.
It really does. All right, phone calls we go. Great being at Borgata and wonderful having you with us on this Friday morning. Entering a summer weekend. We're not quite a third the way through the summer, but we're getting close to that, I guess, because 4th of July is coming up soon. Paul in Havertown. Good morning, Paul.
It was me in the stall. I've been on hold.
Nice, Paul.
Paul, hope everything came out okay, buddy.
Oh, yeah. So listen, as far as winning golf against Fritz,
yeah.
Do you have anybody that is coming around making sure you guys are keeping proper score?
So I thought about that. As of now, no. I think what we'll have to do is me and Jack will have to get a few ground rules set before we start. Like off the tee, if you hit a ball into the woods.
Is it a drop? Is it a whatever? Yes,
exactly.
Strokes,
you know, like,
all that stuff.
Well, you know, like if you can tell for sure it went in, maybe you re-hit from the tee, but if you're not sure, you go up there. Like you got to work through that stuff.
Well, okay, but like anything else, everybody says they're this handicap, they're that handicap, but nobody's being watched on TV. So you guys are going to be probably horrible, both of you. But if you take your time and instead of hitting a one wood, hit a three wood, and you just try to keep it straight down there, because Fritz is probably going to try, unless he's listening, he's probably going to try to crush it. You just keep hitting it straight, you'll win.
Well, I appreciate that. Look, Paul, he is a better golfer than me. That's pretty clear based on how he plays.
Golfers stink.
Golfers can. No, listen, in nine holes, I could win.
It is true. Your best case is he's just off for a day. Or he's
and there's a lot of water.
Or you don't crush it and you just keep hitting it straight.
I know.
A par fives, if it's 10, it'll probably be even up. Wow. I'm telling you, because think about it. If he's crushing it and it goes out of bounds, well, then he's dropping three.
Yeah, but your thing is predicated on he keeps messing up. I mean, just know this. He normally shoots mid-80s. I normally shoot 105. So the chances that one of us keeps messing up is a lot more than I'm the messer-upper.
Yeah, but if you're not trying to crush it and you're just trying to keep it, you know, okay. You go to the
I do think Paul's right. You shouldn't be going for distance. You should be going to make sure you just get on the fairway every
steady
time.
Steady wins the race. Yes. Look, I told Paul, Fabian War. I'm going to do what George Washington did to the British, outlast them. I mean, that's it. I'm going to try to outlast
them. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Devin, real quick, do you consider the Phillies a slugging team?
What?
Playing small ball these days? Or what do we consider the Phillies these days?
I mean, she's saying
what they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, not what they are, what they were.
They certainly are not, you know, a slugging team right now or this season really at all.
But do you think that came with the change in strategy as far as, you know, playing a little bit small ball? At least that's what they
I mean, I think it plays into what Rob Thompson said after the game last night and what he said throughout the season, that they're trying to do too much at the plate. Like, I think that comes from, I don't want to say actively trying to play small ball, but trying not to chase as much, because we know that that's been a problem.
But, Paul, lineup. I think some of this also comes with age on the negative side.
Yes,
as if, for instance, JT's a decline. Yeah. Take Bryce. Guys, Bryce Harper, when he was healthy, the problem is he might not really be, like, healthy. Bryce Harper, early Phillies, and Bryce Harper, Nationals. You know, the Bryce Harper that's won two MVPs, I mean, he wasn't playing like that. Right? Come on.
No, I hear you.
And that's a problem.
It seems like we're more confused than we don't really have answers.
Well, they may just not be that good offensively. Paul, give me an answer, pal, for a moment in a show or a movie where a character realizes something.
Kaiser Sose.
Already said.
Fight Club.
Oh, great answer.
Ooh.
Yeah. Right.
I like that one.
I got to go back and watch it because I don't even know what you guys are talking
about.
Well,
we won't tell you then.
Really?
Wait.
You didn't watch Fight Club?
I did.
It's like the whole premise.
Yeah, I watched it one time. It's probably one of those times I was tired.
Okay. Great.
You never know.
It's awesome.
James, come on, man. All right, let's go to Ed.
That's awesome.
Let's go to Ed in Phoenix.
You know how much that annoys me.
Eddie, how are you, pal?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Ed, do you remember Eddie the Eagle?
Oh, yeah. They made
a
movie about
Eddie
the Eagle. Yeah.
Let's find out if Jody Mack remembers Uncle Eddie Savitz. Remember that guy, Jody?
Not good.
Dirty dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good at all.
Yeah, we don't want to go down the Eddie Savitz. What were we just talking? Oh, Joe DeCamera in the bathroom.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
Where has this show gone?
Don't compare me to Eddie Savitz.
Joe DeCamera, Tales of the Men's Room, and Ed Savitz.
Come on.
Make sure you remember this when you're looking for Drop of the Week.
Oh, no.
This is segment of the week.
No. All right, hello, Ed.
Hello, guys. So, real quick on the Sixers, I think we all dodged a bullet by not drafting Con Knipple to avoid Mr. Hermanini and Hushmandize trying to pronounce his name for like five
That
or
was
six
TJ
years.
Hushmandize. Look, I will say when the Sixers didn't take Con Knipple, I was very grateful that we don't have to say Con Knipple.
We just
like,
could have called him Con Air and it would have been awesome. It would have been fine. Con Air. Boom.
Yeah, talk about twists. So with the Phillies, I think of a scene from The Sopranos where Ralphie's asking Tony what to do with Jackie Jr. And Tony says, whatever is done should be done in a timely fashion.
Yeah.
And something has to be done right now, be it call up Carl Crawford, make a trade.
Or Justin.
God, you know, God help Dombrowski if he tries to give us another Austin Hayes situation. Like, some move has to be made within the next 2 weeks. And I don't know if it's firing Kevin Long or some inflection point, because this is starting to get pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, here's the only thing I'll say, man. It doesn't have to happen in the next 2 weeks because the trade deadline obviously is in about 4 weeks. I know we want it to happen in the next 2 weeks. We want it to happen in the next 2 minutes. But I wouldn't bank on it. And the reason I would say it doesn't have to, you know, they will still probably at the trade deadline be in a position to be one of the playoff teams. And when this thing is over, they will probably be a playoff team. So, you know, it doesn't have to happen immediately, but I hope it does. And they are playing with some fire because they're now only 3.5 games up on a playoff spot. And, you know, right now the Mets have home field, have the division, which means the Phillies are, as of now, playing on the road in a best of two if the playoffs started tomorrow, on the road in a best of two. Well, actually,
not necessarily on the road.
No, my fault. But in a best of two. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You're singing the song I've been singing for weeks now, patience, patience, patience. Yeah. I will say this, though. If Dombrowski gets beaten to somebody, if is a trade that comes down and the guy is a bat who could fit in and somebody else pulls the trigger before he does this week, next week, whatever, then he gets scrutinized for that.
Yeah.
If you want to be patient, that's cool. But don't lose out. Don't miss out. Don't get trumped. That scares me a little bit.
Well, I'll say this. My guess is if that occurs, it'll probably be because Dombrowski just doesn't go all in with a certain prospect. Like, I don't think one of these 15 players that's going to get traded, or that might even be high, is going to get traded without Dombrowski involved in it. I just think he would turn it down because he would say this isn't worth the prospect you want for that player. But
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services is not available in all areas.
I believe, and I'd be incredibly disappointed if Dombrowski's not in on those 15 players you'd consider, right?
What I worry about is making like a minor move, whether it's, you know, a relief pitcher who they, you know, hope can be a fixer-upper, and then saying, well, Bryce Harper's returning from IL from his injury, and that's technically a deadline move, and Aaron Nola might come back, and that's a deadline move, and Andrew Painter might come. Like, I want them to bring in fresh, new, both arms and bats, like at least one of both, and not use, you know, these guys coming back from injury or being called up as, you know, an excuse for a quote-unquote deadline piece.
All right, Ed, move. I agree with that, Devin. Ed, I got to get to drop of the week here, my man. Give me a moment in a movie or a show with a realization.
When Chris realizes that the Armitage family is evil and Get Out.
Oh, yeah. Great answer.
All right. Chelsea, you're going to have to ultimately pick, as you know all the movies.
Yeah, right. Get Out, haven't seen.
Yeah, I don't know them all. All right, I do know.
You guys should see Get Out. It's fantastic. Okay.
I do know we do Drop of the Week every Friday at this time. Drop of the Week brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Shishesky. Shishesky
of the week.
Did it fall?
All right. So earlier in the program, we did Drop of the Week Part 1 and a horny hammer moment advanced to the finals. And now it's Drop of the Week Part 2. Seltzer, what are we looking at?
I'm really proud of the horny hammer coming up with that. I think that's really good. All right. Let's keep it rolling. Round 2 of Drop of the Week. And I love when Richie's here for Drop of the Week. The laughs, in fact, all that. I'm kind of happy he's not here for this drop because we would just spend the next 10 minutes talking about it. He's obsessed with the fact that Joe DiCamera is afraid to jump in the water.
Everybody used the noodle.
Everyone needed the noodle. That's
I agree with that. Not everybody needed the noodle. I did. Let's go, folks. That was the highlight of the trip, by the way. Jumping off the back. Well, I didn't jump, obviously. Walk down the
you didn't even jump yourself.
Wait,
hold
on. That's the
best part.
The little stairs.
So hold on. You lowered yourself down
Zoe
the stairs.
Jumping off the water. The pool.
Yeah, I didn't do the jump off thing. That's not what I do.
John was at like apoplectic about this.
Yeah.
In fact, he's here. John Ritchie, come on in and talk about it. Just kidding.
That's like what?
Wait, James, that was really not funny. Just so you know, I just want you to know.
I thought it was a little funny.
It got me.
Yeah, it made myself laugh.
I was like,
laugh,
what? Why?
Which is all that matters, Joe. All right, let's keep it rolling. A potential winner here. I'm sorry, Devin, but it happened. We were talking about Rocky and a turkey for Thanksgiving, and this happened.
I remember Thanksgiving when Rocky, Adrian, and Pauly spent the time together, and Pauly said, "You want the bird? Go get the bird!" And he throws it out in the alley.
Let's go to Gary.
That crushed me when he threw that bird.
Oh, it was horrible.
Because it just felt so wasteful.
And he pulls
that
out the baseball bat.
Tasty, too.
Did he kill it? I haven't said. I'm sorry.
Devin,
I'm sorry.
Devin. Have you ever eaten turkey on Thanksgiving?
Did he kill it? Did
okay. He kill it? Is the turkey dead when it's bought?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on. I got a question.
I'm picturing someone like batting a poor bird.
Well, that would.
This is great. This is great. That's my front runner so far.
The clear beat of silence after I asked it. I was like, immediately, oh no, I've made a terrible mistake.
And you were going to Adrian in the pet store? I thought she was going to chase the chicken.
No, that's a whole different thing.
That might be. Maybe.
That at least explains a little bit.
I was picturing like a pet store? Like someone throwing a live bird out. I don't know. I've seen Rocky, too.
Then you thought Paulie with the baseball bat might have killed the... I mean...
I love Richie being like, what a bizarre twist that would be.
So I wish people had seen, I mean, those on YouTube did, Jody's face at the hook
moment. Just kept trying to jump in. He wasn't even waiting for the audio.
I thought it was already done. I know.
Yeah, I think that's going to win, but let's see what else we got.
Yeah, let's keep it rolling. It's a good one. Richie with a funny line about Batman and Robin and the difference between the two.
I'm assuming it was said, but Batman and Robin? Was that
no. No, that's
How
a huge
not
answer,
said?
Though.
Massive, no. massive answer.
That's so what's the gap?
So that
Robin is a nerd.
Lame?
Robin is so lame.
Like
Robin
the lamest.
Takes the ladder to back into the shallow end.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Pretty solid.
Yes.
All right, speaking of solid, our guy Ben Davis, I love when he just goes full-on self-deprecating. Both him and Ruben love to be self-deprecating.
Yeah.
This is a great line, Joe. You did a bathtub time machine about the number three pick in Philly history, and we never end up with the top guy. Ben Davis came up with this one.
Especially some of those baseball ones, man.
Yeah, I'm just glad he didn't do worst overall, second overall pick bus. I'm glad you didn't go there, Joe. I appreciate that.
That's awesome. He's the best, man.
That's pretty good,
that
man.
That's really good.
So Tony Mandrich would have to be number one. Is
I
Ben
think
Davis
so.
Number
yeah.
two?
Ryan Leaf up there,
yeah,
too.
Ryan Leaf.
Thank
yeah.
you. Yeah. All yep. right, let's keep going. Our caller Dan called up, had a funny, had a good answer for Who Blew It with the publisher for J.K. Rowling, and then I threw this in.
All right, Dan, I need an answer, my man. Who or what blew it?
The 12 publishers that said no to J.K. Rowling.
Oh, that's an interesting answer.
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Was it only 12?
I don't know.
I thought he was going to say the one publisher who said yes to Joe to camera, but, you know.
That's great. Want seltzer? James, I'm trying to get the kids to know the history of Philly sports.
It was a joke. I think your book is awesome, honestly.
Thank you.
I really,
really
do. I
really
can't
good
wait to get
zinger.
It for Zoe, honestly.
Really good zinger from James, but are we glossing over the fact that Richie goes, it was only 12?
I know. We're all kind of silent. Joe's just like, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah. Like, how am I supposed to know? Like, what do I know? I don't know how many people turned her down.
All right, let's keep it going. We had your opponent, your nemesis, your enemy, whatever you want to call him, Jack Fritz, on the other day. A couple pieces of audio from Jack. One is your hype man, Anthony, coming after Fritz, and they got into it.
How do you feel about people calling you Boban, man?
I don't like it. I don't appreciate
it. Doesn't matter
All right.
how you feel. All right.
All right. Take a deep breath.
The fact of the matter is, you're going down. What are you going to do?
Going down to who? To who?
Hammer.
He's 5'9", 150 pounds, soaking wet. And he looks pregnant.
What are you?
I don't
Jack,
know if he's 150.
I think he's heavier than that.
What are you going to do, Jack?
I'm going to put him in a locker.
Man, you couldn't put a locker in the locker.
I don't even know what that means.
It was so great.
That was great.
It was so good.
The locker in a locker.
A locker in a locker. Get it, man. By the way,
I guess
really,
it would have to be
to,
a
like,
smaller locker.
Yeah. You need to get Anthony some sort of like present for how
I know.
He is like a bulldog for you.
He's been great. He's been better. Remember the what was the of the North, Jody?
What was
in
that?
In wrestling. The
mouth of the
north?
South.
No, oh, the mouth of the south.
The
yeah.
south.
Yeah,
Jimmy Hart.
Yeah, the best.
Yes. I see a resemblance.
The mouth of the south. All right. You got any more, James?
I do. I have a couple more. Quick line from Jack. Funny line he had about why he didn't want to continue with the competition at that point.
Yeah, I can't get over the just quitting before, like, 3 weeks before it even started.
Yeah, Rio's coming at you, Jack.
It was
Jack,
one thing, Rio. It was one
It was
aspect.
A weak moment.
I was worried about my arm and throwing with my children growing up, Rio.
That's great.
All right. And this one, I got to give a shout out to our guy Moshe Kravitz here at the studio because I didn't hear this at all. But it's pretty good, Joe, because I played Eye of the Tiger and you made this noise.
Oh.
And one more time.
Oh.
Rocky's near and dear to my heart, man. I mean, come on. Rocky and Roy Hobbs, my two favorites. Come on, man.
We could do some serious editing with things that have been said on this show. Don't have to go any further than this show. Bathroom breaks, Savage, that, the camera. Yeah,
I think it's Devin's turkey Thanksgiving thing that advances against the horny hammer.
I think so, too. I love the horny hammer one, but I definitely think the Devin is all time.
Devin wins, right? Yeah, Devin wins.
Thanks.
All right, Devin, congratulations.
You are the GOAT a drop of the week, dude. I
don't think that that's
GOAT.
A good thing, but thank you. Thank
in my
you,
opinion,
you know.
It's the best thing.
It's got a shot. You know, it's going to be in consideration for drop of the year. I don't know if it'll win. Probably won't, but it's going to be considered. That was a very good one.
I don't get it, Seltzer. What's the music
this is
about?
I'm All Right from Caddyshack, buddy. You're playing golf on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Joe.
Well, it didn't get
not
to
a great
that.
Start.
Wasn't the recognizable part. Well, look, I look forward to Sunday. So, Jody, forget who's going to win Sunday. Who's going to win? Let's get you and Devin and James all on the record right now for who will win overall. Because I will probably lose on Sunday. Jody Mack, five events. Reminder, they are golf, not in this order, but golf, basketball, baseball, tennis, and running. Jody Mack, who will win overall and how many will that person win?
I filled in for Richie about 2 weeks ago, somewhere thereabouts. I apologize for not remembering the exact day.
Yep.
I will stand by my prediction then. There will not be a winner.
Controversy.
This is never going to end. This will go on and on,
you know what?
And on and on and be delayed and whatever.
You're right. 2027,
right. maybe we may have a definitive winner. So I got like 3 years to come up with a side to pick.
It's
that's the best answer I've heard yet.
It's a way to present a thought.
To be quite honest.
So Devin, if there is a winner in the next, you know, few weeks or months, who do you think it will be with how many?
I think Jack will win. I think he'll win the most events. Sorry, Joe. But I agree with Jody where he may win, you know, by official score, but he'll be a loser because you will fight tooth and nail to debate the results of these
competitions. Well, let's say I don't. How many does he win?
At least 3 of 5.
Does he win 4? Does he win? At least 3. At least 3 could be 3, 4, or 5. How many does he freaking win?
3. He wins.
Okay, that's I'm getting more than most people.
If not four.
All right, Seltzer.
So I had been at Jack 5-0. Like that was my initial.
Ooh, he's not winning tennis.
Hold on. Yeah, let me get there. My initial prediction was 5-0. I do think you want it way more than him. And I do think that matters. I'm going to give you some credit here. I was going to say 4-1, but I'm going to give you a 3-2 loss.
Thank you.
That I'm getting there for you, buddy.
So tennis and which one do you think?
Baseball.
Okay.
A lot of people are counting Jack out for
baseball. I think
Jack's
going to walk you. I think he's going to walk you. Like, I just do.
You know my theory.
A walk is a win.
In the 10 plate appearances, I think it's going to be 2 walks, 1 hit batter, 1 hit.
Yeah, I don't know that you'll get a hit, but I think you'll find a way to get on base 4 times.
Yeah. The one thing I know nothing about, can Jack hoop at all?
I don't really know either.
No one knows.
Well, can Joe, like, we know Joe, respectfully, sorry, Joe, you can throw free throws, but we don't know if you
can
hoop.
Whoa. Yeah, what are we in 1940?
We don't know
that
Joe can hoop.
In 1940, we throw free throws?
Whatever.
That's the way Grant.
This is what I'm talking about.
That's the way Grant.
This is what I'm talking about.
That's the way Grantland Rice would write in 1940. He threw good free throws.
What a shout out for Grantland
Rice.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what Jack Fritz is going to have to deal with, even if he wins.
Grantland Rice. Great shout out. Well
Do we have any other old ways to talk about sports? Jody, give me an old way to talk about sports.
No, well, I'm not going to try and top Grantland Rice.
No, I just meant a
way. But no, I need to know, can Fritz hoop?
I really don't know. I really don't.
See, that's why you can't make a prediction on this. And, by the way, braggadocia on both sides. Like, he doesn't sit here and brag. Like, Fritz doesn't get on the afternoon show and brag and talk trash. But nobody's got any idea whether either one of you can play basketball.
Didn't the whole thing start because of basketball? Am I wrong in that?
I don't remember at this point. I really don't.
I feel like it did, and I remember Jack sounding very confident that he could beat you in basketball.
I mean, he's got size.
Jack believes he's got size.
Going 5-0, and none of them are going to be competitive. So,
like, I just don't know if he has skill. I really don't. All right, we do know that Seth Greenberg thinks that the 76ers' first-round draft pick, Edgecombe, has skill. Listen to Seth Greenberg yesterday.
People really love the pick of Vijay Edgecombe. Did you like this pick?
Yeah, I think he's a perfect fit. Vijay Edgecombe, I think he was the second-best two-way player in the draft. I think Cooper Flagg is the best two-way player in the draft. He's an explosive athlete, as people know. He's terrific in transition. I think he'll be a good complement for Tyrese Maxey and Jared McCain, which I think is important. He's an elite defender. Catch and shoot from three, no problem. We'll have to improve a little bit off the bounce, kind of get into a spot and elevating, but he's got the athleticism. When we interviewed him after his selection, you talk about emotional. He was trying to get himself back under control. And I loved the way he approached it. Like he said, it was an honor and a privilege to be with us. He thanked us. He was excited about the future and just getting ready to go to work and believed in his work. And I'm a big believer in his, you are your habits. And he's got great habits and a terrific body and athleticism and toughness. And I think the Sixers need a guy like that to complement Tyrese.
It's a pretty big endorsement right there, Seth Greenberg. So, and of course, that audio courtesy of John Clark's podcast. All right, let's go to the phones. Time's yours in about 5 minutes. Steve in Willow Grove right now. Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Steve.
Fun day Friday. So, Hammer, I have all the faith in the world. You're the underdog here. Everybody's counting you out. And know you're going to put a hammer on. But
well, I intend to. And Steve, what did Stoutland say?
Hungry dogs run faster.
That is correct.
There you go.
It went from Stoutland to Kelsey to me. I'll be ready.
What a lineage that is.
Could I share a bathroom moment with you also? Is that okay?
I mean, yeah, as long as it's in the
I don't have to dump you, Steve.
Appropriate.
Yes.
Yeah, I trust you, Steve.
Listen, it's nothing bad. So, last week we're down in the Dominican and get out of the pool to go to the bathroom. It's like the public bathroom at the pool area. And I'm in the bathroom, I'm at the urinal, and all of a sudden I turn around. The girl's cleaning the floor, cleaning the urinals around me.
Whoa.
I'm standing there at the urinal, and I'm looking around, and the guys are coming in because it's from the pool and the bar and the whole bit. And they're turning around, walking out. I'm like, last man standing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
That's good, man.
I feel like they should clear the bathroom before that, right? Yeah.
That's funny.
I guess because it's next to the adult pool and everybody's drunk and taking their clothes off, but this woman's in there cleaning like...
Steve, what pool were you at, buddy?
Punta Cana, it's great. But, I'm standing there and she's mopping. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's funny, man.
They're mopping around me like, I'm in her way.
Steve, as long as you didn't say, hold my beer, we're okay. If you had said that, we might have had an issue and a problem. But thank you for not saying hold my beer to the cleaning woman.
I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, you're a good man, Steve. You're a good man.
Listen, hey, so the problem is we're not hitting the ball.
Correct.
Put the bat on the ball.
Yeah.
if we're not going to get rid of the manager, you got to get rid of the hitting coach. You got to dump.
Well, it may just be the player, Steve. I mean, I'll give you, for instance, you remember when the Phillies moved on from Milt Thompson? I think it was during 2010. Might have been 2011. It wasn't Milt's fault. The players were declining. Ryan Howard wasn't as good anymore. And this was before he became not good. Like, he was still good, but he wasn't as good. Chase Sutley was still good. He wasn't as good. Like, they just were declining. JT, Castellanos, those guys are declining. The players that were supposed to evolve are not evolving. Now, I can't tell you, Steve, that some of it's not on the hitting coach. I can't prove it. I don't know it. But I do know this. It's no shock that Castellanos at his age and JT at his age just aren't that good anymore. I mean, you know, they're not that good. They're okay. But anyway, hi, Steve. I got a million things to get to. I need an answer from you. For Adam Sandler tickets, a great moment in a show or movie where someone realizes something.
Okay, how about when Michael Corleone realizes Freda was the rat?
Buddy, that could win.
Oh, my God.
Big.
That's really big.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really big. All right, a couple things I want to do here quickly. We're going to get to Times Yours in a sec, but the Phillies batch just came up. Rob Thompson gave an answer after the game yesterday. It was kind of irritating. Listen to what he said.
Yeah, I'm trying to make too much out of three games. Do you see any deeper trends with how your offense has performed that maybe stick out to you as concerning? Or?
You know, it's the old thing that I talk about all the time, trying to do too much. That's the thing that, you know, concerns me the most, and that's just because they care.
care. I don't like the answer. All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. With the Wi-Fi booming, unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
What a way to waste arguably the best starting pitching starts of the season. Unbelievable. Somebody call Mikel Franco in Japan and tell him we need his bat.
Yikes. You know, I hadn't thought of that. They might have been the three best in a row starts they've had, and they lost all three games. That's incredible.
Joe DeCamera, you are 1,000% right to complain about, or to actually call out John Ritchie and James Seltzer for their lack of support. Whether they think you're going to win or not, they are on your team, and they are 1,000% wrong for not giving you their full support.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
On two teams. I do a podcast with Jack. I'm supporting both of you.
Also, right? you don't have to root for someone just because you're on the same show as them.
You don't have to, but Devin Caney, I will ask you this question. Devin Caney, in one corner is Jack Fritz. In the other corner is Joe DeCamera. Who are you rooting for? Devin Caney, who are you rooting for?
Depends.
Great answer.
Here's why I can come to DeCamera's defense. Maybe the first time today.
I'm going
to
be honest.
Maybe the first time today.
It kind of hurts a little bit. You think I don't bleed?
Someone should be able to say, I believe one is going to win, but I'm rooting for the other. And if Johnny Ritchie didn't give you any,
I'm
rooting for you. You got a reason to
Jody, when I would watch the Flyers this year.
John is openly rooting against Jody.
He is rooting against Jody.
That's wrong. Yes.
It is wrong.
That's just flat out wrong.
And it hurts. I mean, my God.
Because John and I have sat here Friday after Friday for the last several years watching Joe celebrate like a madman. So sometimes watching Joe get a slice of humble pie isn't the worst thing in the world, okay?
The last time the Sixers took a player on the hammer thing? None other than Sir Charles. The last time the Sixers took a player out of Auburn was none other than Sir Charles. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be Charles Barkley, but we'll see what this kid's got. Welcome to Philly, Johnny Broom.
There you go. All right, I like it. James, any more? One more.
Joe DeCamera backs into a 3-foot pool like an 80-year-old man that apparently is going to compete against Jack Fritz in 5 different sports. Okay.
I mean, it's not wrong.
And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's get to the Guided Door and Window to the weekend. It is, of course, brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GO, G-U-I-D-A. Mets.com. Well, obviously, number two this weekend, in order of importance, is the Philly series. We hope they play well. They start a new series tonight. But the main attraction will be me and Fritz in Goff. No, I think people are rooting for the Phillies. But me versus Fritz this weekend, we shall see what happens. Let's also get to the Twitter poll question.
Also, NHL draft tonight.
That's right. Flyers with what, fifth pick, sixth pick?
Sixth pick.
Like that? Yeah. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people. Well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right. Jody, you play the role of the Richie. The question, which Sixers guard do you think will have the best career? How do you think the people voted, Jody, between Edgecombe, Maxey, and McCain? Best career.
Maxey, number one.
He is, and I'm surprised by how much.
No, because the basketball fans of Philadelphia are smart. He
I know.
The number one in the.
But here's what. So Maxey won it with 72%. The other two each
wow,
get 14.
I wouldn't have said 72.
No.
Thanks for not asking a number.
Because, guys.
I would have gotten like high 40s.
Here are two facts we know. One fact, Jared McCain was better as a rookie than Maxey. That's a fact. Fact two, Edgecombe drafted significantly higher than the other two.
Yeah, that's true.
Nothing proves anything. I'm just saying it's, you know, this could go in a lot of directions. But Maxey won this thing in a blowout. All right, next poll question. Who's going to win Sunday in Guff? Jody?
I have to take Jack just because you've told me Jack's going to win.
Jack's
going to
win, and 81% of people see it that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
It should be 100.
I'm with the 81.
Should be 100%, but that's okay.
You're really going for this hammer today.
Listen, James, I'm just trying. I mean, there's no hammer celebration of the day. People,
will you guys be mic'd up? Will you be
There
like...
will be a video component.
Okay.
And that video
okay.
will be out sometime on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. Two final things. We got to come up with a winner for a great moment in a movie or a show when a character realizes something.
I think it was that Fredo answer at the end. The Michael Fredo answer.
Well, okay, there's that. There's the Wizard of Oz very end. No Place Like
Sixth
Home.
Sixth Sense is up there.
Sixth Sense.
No
good.
One said Primal Fear today, by the way. I was waiting for that.
Yeah, Darth Vader. There's also What's in the Box?
Oh, that one was really good.
Yeah, that's another
seven
good
was
one.
Good.
Yeah,
there's
no, Pesci, seven get, win.
Pesci dying in Goodfellas.
Another good one.
James, can we make it a poll next week?
Yeah, I don't know. It might be a little difficult to put together, but I'm sure we could.
Let's do that.
Okay.
We'll find a way. All right, one last thing.
We'll find a way.
We'll find a way. Jody, we do five questions with you. I have one last question, and we need this.
Oh, you got all five in. Good job.
And I need this in about 15 seconds.
Done.
If the Dallas Mavericks and the Los Angeles Lakers discussed a Cooper flag for Luka Doncic trade, who would say no?
Dallas.
I agree with you. But it's wild because their fan base was dying to get Doncic back.
Who says no? The Mavs, the executive, the general manager, the fans might say, yes, please give us Luka back. There's no way the general manager's ever walking that back again.
Okay. Everyone have a great rest of the day. I was fascinated on draft night. If that trade discussion had happened, you know, could it have and would it have?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.